On. We're good to go.
Okay, Shavuot Tov, everyone. We are beginning a new week with the virtual yeshiva. So we're in the mitzvah of Tzipisa Yeshua. That's where we're holding right now, waiting Mashiach, the proper way to do it. The Chafetz Chaim, who has a tremendous amount of material, has a book on this mitzvah. He also writes on the Parsha, yes, on the Chafetz Chaim on the Torah, he writes an interesting idea, Apiremes, which is fascinating. He brings this discussion in Bereishis, Parshas Vayera. Interesting, listen to this. But Titzchak Sarah, Bekirba. Sarah laughed inside of her. Lemor, Achre Balosi, Haisali Edna, Avani, Vadoni Zakein. I'm going to have a baby. This is right after the Malach told her that she's going to have a baby, right? And she laughed inside and said, after I'm so old already, and my husband is an old man, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lama se tzachak Sarah? Tzachaka Sarah, why did Sarah laugh when we gave her the good news? Leimor ha'af ha'omnam eleh v'ani zakanti. She said, I'm old. He changed the Lashon Hashem to Avram to put that she's old, not that he's old. Says Hashem, v'yipale me'Hashem davar. Is there anything Hashem can't do? Lamoed Hashuv Elecha Ka'et Chaya Ulasara Bain, but Tikachesh Sarah, Sarah denied. Lemor Lo Tzachakti. I didn't laugh. Kiyareh, she was scared. She was scared to admit it. Vayomer Lo Ki Tzachakt. Hashem says back there, no, you did laugh. You laughed. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, he said, for a long time, I had a lot of problems with this parsha. He says, we know that every single word in the Chumash is precious and critical. And here we have this long parsha that has no toheles at all, no positive benefit. All it is Lashon Hara about Sarah. I mean, when you have a debate between Hashem and her, and Avram gets involved, and she's denying it. What is all this? Asks the Chafetz Chaim. It's Lashon Hara. Pashut Lashon Hara about her. With no value added. So he answers, he said he was very, very hard to hear, to understand this, al pi pshuto, he writes. And he says, there must be, amarti, I'll read you his words, bevadai eze inyin gadol nirmas, the parsha. So there must be something big in this parsha. Al pi remez, he's not saying al pi pshuto, that's clear. Ad shehashem ha'ir Hashem einai, Hashem illuminated my eyes. Levayir ha'inyan hazeh, v'zeh echeli beiz Hashem. He writes. So he says he opens up with the principle that everybody knows that ma'ase avos is siman lebanim. Anything that happened to the avos is a siman that it's one day going to happen to the Jewish people themselves. And we always have to look towards the avos to see what we can learn from their struggles. So he says like this, Lanias Daiti, I'm going to tell you what I think is going on here. I think it's a simit for us. Meramez al ikvisa de Meshicha. This interchange between Avraham Avinu, Sarah, and Hashem is ikvisa de Meshicha. The time is right before Mashiach. That's what's going on here. It was very surprising. And bisman shiyagi ha'eis, at time the come when the time is going to come, he galos kod Hashem ba'olam. Hashem is, it's time is here. Ayidei biyasa Mashiach tzidkenu. At that time, bivada yimatsu anashim migdoli Yisrael, we're going to find many people of the gdolim of Yisrael. Shehema yu b'makom ha'neviim. They're going to be in place of the neviim, and they're going to scream out. They're going to tell everyone the yizarzu la'amon Yisrael shitchasku be'emuna. And to get ready to sheyashuva b'tshuva, because only by that are they going to be saved during the times of Mashiach. Okay? He says, it's all dependent on this. And he says now, he says, at that time of Mashiach, at the ikus of the Mashiach, you're going to have a lot of people that are low-level emuna, ktane emuna, not big emuna, low-level. They're not going to listen to the gedolim who are telling them, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's here. They're not going to. They're going to say, listen, hayitachin achrei galus aroch umar kaseh. Does it make any sense that after such a long period of time of galus, the connection to Sarah, she's such an old lady. Sha'am Yisrael meduke u'me'une kol kach. Am Yisrael is so broken and battered so much. B'tachlis ha'inui, the essence of suffering. B'sov lim tzarot u'mitzukos harbe. They're suffering and in so much difficulties. Eich efshar shenigal pit'om. How is it going to happen that all of a sudden there's going to be a geula? They're going to say, it's not going to make sense. They're not going to pay attention. They're not going to take it seriously. And he says, this is very similar to what we saw in Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says explicitly, "Velo shamu el Moshe." They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha, because they were so short-winded, because they had so no time to think. They were working so hard. They were under subjugation and slavery. He says, this is what the Torah is coming to teach us now. Hayipalim Hashem Davar, those are the words that Hashem said to Saramano. Is there anything Hashem can't do? Right now, I'm saying you're going to have a baby, and you're 100 years old, and you're laughing, because you think it's too long. I waited too long. It's not going to happen. Ooh, Kol Yachol. He can do anything. Omnipotent. The Yachol Lahavit Agula Bechol Yom Bechol Eitz Bechol Shah. So he says, this is the big debate during Ikus of the Mashiach, in the debate here. Meaning to say, everyone is going to Kol Echad Yitaret Et Atzmo She'eno Mistapei Chas V'Shalom V'Amitas Efsharut HaGeulah. Everyone's going to say, all of us, of course, we don't have any doubt that Mashiach can come. Of course, to the Torah can come. We know for sure that Hashem can do anything. We know that. We don't deny that. It's just that he's going to be Mordechai. We're going to say he goes on and says we know that Hashem can bring the Geula, just like he did with Mordechai and Esther. He did it. Rak. Shekol echad ve'echad mistapik al hazman hageula. Matai tiyeh. When is it going to happen? That's the only question that's going to be a suffix in their minds of the people. Yacholio, it's possible. Sheitacher od ezeshanim. It's going to take a few more years of Corona and Iran. It's not going to happen now. Avaloku kach maher. These are the words of the Chafetz Chaim. Aval yochicho otanu al panenu. The rabbis are going to give us musar and say, no, it's mefurish in the Navi Malachi, ki pitom yavo el heichalo ha'adon. It's going to happen instantaneously, pitom. And then when you ask for it, it's going to happen in Malachi. So he says, we know that Eliyahu Navi, the Gemara Brachos, Dalet Amud Beis, says that Eliyahu Navi be'arba prichos korech kol am kulo. He can traverse the whole country in four flights, four jumps. So he's at an airplane now. Fine. And so according to this, it could be that it's a kol echad ve'echad. It has to be a safek. This is the halacha lemaisa of the Chafetz Chaim. Al kol panim safek al kol yom shema yavo. Every single day you have to have a real suffix. He may come today. He brings us the halacha in Gemara, in Nazir. The guy who says, discuss this at the table. The guy who says, Hareini Nazir b'yom sheben David ba. That's the guy. He's a funny guy. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir on the day that David, the Mashiach ben David comes. What's the halacha? Aser lishtos yain b'chol hayamim. Every single day, he's aser for yain. So halachically, we see that the fact that The Navi says it could happen instantaneously, makes it that every single day is a suffix, and therefore this guy who said, I'm a Nazir on that day, is Asr for his whole life. So Mashiach comes, quick. Shema Yavo Bohos Oyom. Now, he puts in parentheses here, Chutz Me'ar V'Shabbasos. Erev Shabbos, Mashiach's not coming. We know that. Shetrudim Ha'am B'Tzarche Shabbos. People are worried about preparing for Shabbos. V'lo Yechul Az L'Kabal Panav. They won't be able to greet him properly. So that's one day where he doesn't have to be a Nazir. Im Kain, we see that halachically, it's a safek every single day. And we says, are we really believing that this is a safek in our minds? That we're really holding this way? Are we really preparing ourselves right now to mekabel panav? Says we don't see in, it's not nikar, it's not recognizable on us, any hachana at all. He says, that's what we must start doing. He talks about it later on in the Sefer. It's like as if you had a big king coming to visit you, Donald Trump or whatever was coming to the preparations people are doing, putting up signs and this, and you're getting your suit done, everything. There's so much happening. So we're not talking about silly things like that, but the idea of actually preparing yourself when Mashiach comes, you better be ready. It's not going to be a simple thing. Not going to be simple. Wherever you're holding, that's it. That's it. There's no, I'll get to it next week. It's over, basically. So that's what he wants to say here. And that is what the fight between Sarai Menu, when she laughed. She believed Hashem could do anything. This was a woman who had tremendous emunah. She was not a lightweight. You understand that? This is Sarai Menu. But that slight emunah, that is it really going to happen now? I'm going to have a baby? You guys are going to come back and tell me I'm having a baby after 100 years of waiting? Does it make sense? That little place, she was Ketane Emunah. She didn't have the emunah. Because it was just not that she didn't believe Hashem could do it, or she believed. That's clear. But there was something inside of her that it was just too far from her consciousness to think that it's actually going to happen now. And that's what the Torah is teaching us, according to the Chafetz Chaim, in that interchange, which for us, which is really is amazing. He continues with one more dikduk in the Pasuk, which it's not connected to this so much, but it's beautiful. He says at the end, if you look at the last, it isn't another Sefer, but it's all brought together in the Chafetz Chaim of the Torah. He says, after this, Vayomer lo kitzachakt, Hashem said to her, no, you laugh. And then, Vayakumu mishama anashim, the Amalachim that were sitting there got up and left. So Chafetz Chaim wants to know, why did they get up and leave? Vayakua, the Malachim, and got up and left after Hashem gives her the Musar, says, no, you were laughing. So he says, the Lashon Vayakumu is the Lashon of Zrizus. They got up quickly and left. He says, the Malachim couldn't handle that she was lying. They couldn't be around a person who has even a shemitz of sheker around them. They had to get up and leave immediately. They couldn't sit there and watch this tzadekis leave. So the Chafetz Chaim finishes his article by saying, he says, we don't find anywhere in the Torah that she got punished for this. We don't find that Sarah got punished for this lack of emunah. And he says, it's mistama because she had tremendous zchuyos, as this gigantic tzadekis had so much. He says, but us, what are we going to say? What a weird, anachnu ktane erech, mi yodea kama yigdal chas v'shalom midas adin aleinu. We don't have the credit in the bank that Sarai Menu had for this mistake or this problem in Emunah. What are we going to do? Plus we can learn from her mistake. What are we going to do? Al shelo haita emunah b'bias ha-mashiach emunah shlema be'emes. What are we going to answer? That is the Chafetz Chaim on this beautiful piece of Torah. Beautiful. Even if it's not true, I'll be shot. He's saying it's not shot, but the fact that he was thinking about these connections regarding Mashiach is indicating to us just how critical it is to start getting our act together now and putting this as part of our emunah. One other question that my son, Bensi, asked, or Daniel, I don't remember which one, when we're doing this. He goes, how come Hashem has not told us when it's going to happen? What's this secret all about? Why did he not tell us when the Ketz is coming, when Mashiach is coming? I have another few minutes, so we'll finish with this last point that we found. Why?
And there are questions.
Huh?
Then there's questions after that.
There's question after. So, because I'll go quickly. So that's the question Betsy asked, and we found the Kli Yakar who answers this question. He asks and asks this question and brings the Yalkut Shimoni with the Parsha HaKedah on the Medrash. So this is on Bereishis also, but this is when, at the end of Bereishis, when Yaakov Avinu was going to Mitzrayim to live in Goshen for the last 17 years of his life, and that Parsha is a Parsha Stuma, meaning to say there's no breaks. The beginning of the Parsha just is in the middle of a paragraph. It does not have a new starting position. And so therefore, the Medrash asks the Kasha, why is this Parsha Stuma? Why is this Parsha connected with no break, Sasum, closed? So the Rashi brings this Medrash that says, Shebikes legalos et haketz, v'nista mimenu. Yaakov Avinu, at the end of his life, wanted to tell his kids when Mashiach is coming. And it was nistam, same words, closed off from him. And he wasn't given the opportunity, and he gave them instead brachos. But he was going to tell them when the end was coming. So ask the Kli Yakar, Benzi's question. What's so bad about finding out? And why did it, Yaakov thought it was a good idea. Why didn't Hashem take away his Shechina and not give him the answer? Alkein va parsha zustuma l'samcha v'lepasuk v'yeshev Yisrael v'eretz Goshen. Lefi, here's the answer. Mishadua shemashech nezek gadol min yediyas haketz. There's going to be the knowledge of knowing when Mashiach is actually going to come is going to cause tremendous damage. What's the damage? Because the previous generations, say the Kli Yakar, ki adoras hakodmim. The previous generations, if they know that the Geula is not coming in their days, lo yidrishu esprei Hashem, they're not going to doresh Hashem, they're not going to daven for Hashem for Mashiach. Levakish ala Geula. And this is he brings a medrash here, Yalkut Shimoni, Perek Aleph, Remez Kuf Nun Zayin. He says like this, Ha'omer, Kishibikish Yaakov legalos haketz, when Yaakov was going to reveal when Mashiach's coming, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Velo Ti Karata, Yaakov, why aren't you calling me? What does that mean? So says the pasuk, says the Medrash, Ratzalomar, Shalom Haita, Chas Al Kvodi, you didn't call me, Yaakov, you're not worried about my kavod, why don't you call me? Why, says the Medrash, Ki Miyediya Zu, from this knowledge, Yimashech Nezek. Zeh shelo yikrousi. They're not going to call out to me. Velo yivakshu panai. Doras hakodmim. Now it gets a little bit scary here for all the people on the Zoom. Veyivakshu leishev yeshiva shel keva ba'artos ha'amim. They're going to want to sit once they know, listen, and it's coming in 700 years. So what am I need to say? I'm going to build my nice house in Eretz Ha'amim, Lios Lahem, Achuza, Bartosam, Ketoshvim. They're going to be like real citizens when we're in the Galus, in the Chutzlar. Tumit Yashim, Minagula, they're going to have Yeyush. And he says, therefore, Sasam Bechasam Hashem Haketa Apro. Hashem blanked it out and made it that you can't figure it out. David Malcolm and David the Melech. They will always be in a perpetual state of waiting. And he says, listen, really, because of our sins, this Mida is also about us, even though we don't know. It's also, we don't know when Mashiach is coming, and still we gave up hope. And he says, look at, and now he's going to bash all the people in South Africa. Mikol makom rabim hema ame aretz, all the amaratzim, amit yashvim ba'artzos amim, that they build houses, they live in America. Ubonim lem batim, spunim, v'chashuvim, mansions, B'shel avanim, they use actual stones to build their homes. Binyan akiyum, it's going to last. V'siva zu le'olam, einan dor shimit pnei Hashem b'chol leiv. They can't, because of this, daven with a full heart. They can't do it because they're doing good. La'avim al artzam v'al kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu menicham shama. And therefore, Hashem just leaves them there. Lets them stay there. Very scary words. Very scary. And I wouldn't say that this is a game that Hashem is playing. This, the not telling us when Mashiach is coming, the way he's saying it, you're in a perpetual state of wanting and never knowing and being able to do it, mekayim the mitzvah properly. And that, I think, is the point. The waiting Mashiach is a foundation of our lives as Torah Jews. This is a foundation. Hashem set it up in such a way that it must, if you're going to do it, he's going to make all of the external factors help us to be able to make this an integral part of our lives, despite the fact that it is a very hard mitzvah to accomplish be'emes. But he's not going to tell us what it is in order so that we can continue to beg Hashem for Mashiach. And that gives us a chance. Now, you don't have to do it. You don't have to, because you're always going to have the Yetzer Hara. It's always a balancing and a catch 22. Once you make it so that they don't know what it is, and now you gain certain things, but you lose certain things because it's such a long time.
I mean, for us, because since where we are today is a lot further down than earlier generations, it means it's a lot harder for us.
It's much harder, so you have a balancing act, but that balancing act was not by accident, is what we're seeing over here. This was the whole point of the mitzvah that Yaakov didn't understand, Yaakov Avinu. He wanted to tell everybody when the end is coming, and he couldn't. Hashem said, that's not the plan. The plan is that no one will know, because this is a foundation of our emunah, to be able to want it. And to want it for the right reason, as we're going to get to. Yaakov Savamino was, I want to tell you when the end is coming so that you can prepare yourselves.
It's 6,000 years
later. Who cares? But maybe, who knows what was the Galus back then. This was Yaakov before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed the first time and the second time. Who knows what he would have told them and how Jewish history would have changed as a result of that. So that is now two points that we see here. Number one is that the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us on the first point that when we just say we believe in Mashiach and we know Hashem can do anything, that is just lip service. It's just lip service. It's not real. And that's considered small, low-level emunah, and he connects it to the whole parsha with Sarei Meinu. That's the first thing, to show us that we really, really have to start preparing ourselves for real, that it's happening. And number two, we see that the reason why we don't know when Mashiach is coming is Hagufa, in order to help us do this mitzvah the right way, because if we knew when it was going to happen, we'd be dead meat. If we don't fall into that narrow window of history, we'll never have the proper kavana. So he erased it from the Torah so that we can do the mitzvah and not give up. That would have been very hard. If we know that the Mashiach is supposed to come on a certain date, and we know that there's always a chance that by tshuva could come sooner, but it would be very hard to have the requisite kavana to really daven Hashem properly. Now maybe we'll take two questions or so.
So one question from Yaakov Kempf is, for Sarei Meinu, she was at such a high level, Hashem judges the tzaddikim more strictly. So I understand she had zechuyos, but on the opposite side, she should have been punished because she is such a tzaddikus, so she should be judged more strictly.
I'm not against. So he's saying it must be because of her incredible zechuyos. He's just repeating the kasha that the time said that, she definitely did wrong, but we don't find anywhere she got punished. The answer is, must be that her tzidkus stood to her merit.
Even more.
But we're not going to have that. Even more than the fact that she was a tzaddikus, because she was a tzaddikus, it saved her from this slip up. He doesn't find that anybody has any punishment connected to this point, to this interchange with Hashem. He doesn't find it, even though Hashem in the Torah explicitly says, no, you lied. You were laughing. Don't give me this garbage that you weren't laughing. You didn't believe. Okay? So why? I don't know. That's a good question.
Question from Yisrael Schaefer. He writes in Hebrew, Lama Daniel ken zaka legalot et haketz?
Well, that was one case, that not our case. Not our case. That's not the final one. Okay. 70 years. 70 years for the second base of Mikdash. The structure of the first temple to the second one. Fine. So we have the Gemara in Yuma, that Tesamud Beis, that we've discussed a few times. That the Gemara asked this question, why is our Gullus Nistam, but that Gullus was not? He says, their Averas were before Hesia. Their Averas that they did were external ones, and therefore Hashem revealed it. Revealed it because it was Galui, their Averas, it was Megala, when the Ketz will be in the Navi. But our Averas were internal, and therefore he didn't reveal it. But the Chafetz Chaim is now, or the Kli Yakar is now discussing Yaakov Avinu, the original Ketz, before any of the Batei Mikdashim were destroyed, or any of the Galus, but the beginning, before, when they were going to go from Mitzrayim straight to Eretz Yisrael, that he didn't want to let them know. Okay?
Just, if I may ask just one last question.
Achronim, correct, yes. Sorry.
A lot of people speak about the Ikvos HaMashiach, like there's a type of a buildup. It seems that that would get in the way of our mitzvah of expecting him any day, because it's like, oh, well, I don't see the Ikvos HaMashiach coming, so I guess it's not happening. Why are people talking about that all the time?
If it's, all the time, you have the Ikvos HaMashiach. You have many of the simanim. We're going to see it soon.
But
many of the simanim of the Ikvos HaMashiach are here.
But if you're living at a time where you don't see the simanim, then isn't it
making... But you're saying the rabbis, the gedolim, will tell you. Everybody gets upset. Oh, the rabbi said Mashiach's coming, and it didn't happen. I hate that when they do that. No, they're doing the right thing. That is the goal. The goal is to say, it's coming, it's going to happen there. Now, you're right. If it doesn't happen at that time, people get depressed and they lose hope. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to never, ever lose hope. Don't, no matter what happens, keep thinking. If here, the Chafetz Chaim writes over here on this... where is it? He says you have to look at it as a 50-50 suffix every single day that maybe Mashiach coming. Suffix Hashakul. He says maybe on Nisan there's even more of a chance on those months that it could happen. It's a higher percentage chance in the month of Nisan. But he says it's a 50-50.
So Mistamid could happen without the Simanim then. We don't see any Simanim. It could still happen. It doesn't make a difference.
Any second. And the Simanim are here. They are here. That's not a question. By the way, one more point that I was thinking about. We saw that the Kli Yakar was discussing, just like in Yetzias Mitzrayim, he made a connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mikotzer Ruach, that was the Chafetz Chaim. That just like over there, we didn't have time to actually think about it, and that's why they didn't have hope. Right now, we have a lot of time in our hands. I mean, some people, a lot of extra time. We're not kotzer ruach, running to the work, running to the meeting, running to the thing. There is time now to contemplate during this period now, where Hashem has lifted the kotzer ruach and avodah kashat, of the constant having to be somewhere and do something and get something done. You're basically stuck in your house. This is definitely an opportunity to start meditating on this idea that if the Navi saying, Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Navi, Hashem is going to take us out. You should believe. It's going to happen. Now we don't have that terence of Kotzer Ruach. We don't have that. All right, Rabosai, we're going to have the Shir Kleli later on today. I believe that the Mar Makomos were given already. I don't know if they were posted, but Rabbi Setzer has them. Rabbi Beller forwarded them to him, and we'll prepare for that. There'll be a lot of halachic edge to this shiur, and It's Hashem.
Mar Makomos were posted. Chavrusas were also posted to the virtual base medrash as well. And Shir Kali will be at 3:30. Tuvia will be hosting on Zoom for all that you know.
Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a good day.